This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Till the end.
We haven't recorded since Trump lost, so.
Right.
Yeah. Biden's going to do amazing things for America. Nice. Have you seen his policy?
What's to the end in your mind? Why'd you choose
till the end of the American experiment when Matt Gaetz fucking runs in 2024 and beats Kamala? Amir, you got to disown this dog, right?
He's protecting me. Thank you.
We've got the core four here. We've got Johnny Villa, Marika Brownlee, and Amir Shmuel Blumenfeld.
Why my middle name? Nobody else got that treatment.
I don't know Marika's middle name. What is it?
Elon.
Bridge? Elon? Like Musk?
Like her Twitter handle.
Yeah.
Okay. Johnny?
Mine is Raphael, like the Ninja Turtle.
Nice. Really?
Yes.
Wow. Mine's Aaron with two A's, so I'm feeling pretty left out here in terms of having cool, off-the-beaten-path. You know, I took the road less traveled middle names.
It wasn't your choice.
It actually was. I was given, my parents were like, we didn't want to like give you a middle name that you can have some kind of agency in your name. So when I was like eight, I got the choice of my middle name, and I chose Aaron.
You chose your own middle name at age eight?
Yes. So that's, I don't know why they thought eight was the year to do it, but I didn't have a middle name until I was eight. And then they had to like update it with the,
You can change your name or middle name anytime you want to.
What?
You can change your name or middle name anytime.
No,
you
I
want.
Heard her. I just don't understand because that's actually, that's a huge win for uncle.
So that's your choice.
What about Jeffrey Uncle James?
That's pretty good.
I like that too.
Junkle.
You should do that actually.
Marika, you're from the South. I sent Amir a tweet today that was like, I was today years old when I found out that my Uncle Jural is actually Uncle Gerald. It's just that we're from the South.
Feels correct.
Yeah. Johnny, what would your middle name be if you could choose it?
I think I'd keep it. I used to be a little nervous about my middle name, especially telling it in front of other kids because it's unique and kids don't like unique things. So I own it now, Raphael. I'd make it my first name if I could.
You can.
Raphael Villa. You would not have been hired. Amir, a resume comes across your desk, Raphael Villa. Are you even reading it?
I assume he's already a billionaire.
His last name is what he has.
Yeah.
Multiples of.
Villas are named after him.
Villa Raphael? Oh, yeah, that's just my place on Lake Como. This is going well so far, but they can go off the rails at any point, as we've seen the past 2 weeks. Amir leaves at like 25 minutes in now. It's truly unbelievable.
Why you're auditing my behavior? Let's just talk, have a good time. And if I leave early, I leave early. You don't have to say, oh, he usually lives here. It's going well, but we can always go off the rails. Just
people have been earnestly complaining that the episodes are too short, and it's absolutely not my fault. Because when Amir leaves, the energy is sucked out of the room.
Wow, that's a good complaint. That's like the best complaint you can have about a podcast. Is I was having so much fun. Why aren't they longer?
Yeah, that doesn't mean they should become increasingly shorter. But this takes us to our first segment. And this one, okay, we should say that Jake was supposed to be here. This was actually the only time I didn't ask him last minute. I gave him 5 days notice and he bailed at the last second. He had a good reason. He's currently still recording NADPOD. But our first segment is called Jake's Takes. So,
all right.
I guess we're going to have to go with, here. Like, just give me a second here. I'll cut out the dead air. You guys can talk amongst yourself. I'm going to come up with a better name. Raphael says it all. L. So,
A-E-L-L.
Yeah, well, don't worry about the spelling of it. It's kind of a colloquialism like Uncle Jurl. So I'm going to shout out a couple topics and we'll just wax those topics, Johnny. Mostly because the segment is named after you. We want to hear your opinion first, but anybody feel free to chime in.
Wasn't this the exact thing that we did last time Johnny was on?
No, that's what would Johnny do. So yeah, these aren't scenarios. Right. These are just things and or topics of conversation.
All right.
Need thoughts.
What? In what regard? You say
honey
need.
Wine. Yeah.
Honey
wine.
Oh, sorry,
I said, what is mead?
I don't know what mead is, so yeah. Even you saying honey wine doesn't explain it at all.
I feel like mead is a topic that we discuss too often in our Slack channel.
That's why I had to lead off with this, because I saw a couple of videos, bear with me, of Dylan Sprouse's meadery, Always, in Williamsburg of all places, an up and coming area.
Sure, it's below a hotel.
It is, but yeah, it is in a very fancy complex. And he said that they decided to choose an up and coming area like Williamsburg on fucking Wythe.
I've been to the meadery.
Is it wine?
Mead is honey boiled in water and then fermented with yeast. So it's honey wine.
Yeah.
Isn't that honey beer? Because there's no grapes in it, right?
Oh my fucking... Barley wine is still a wine, but it's a beer.
Yeah.
Wine is just a fermented drink. It doesn't have to be made from grapes.
I'll look into that later, but I don't know enough to combat it now. So let's just mark that moment and then...
Sure.
I guess next time I'll be like, you were wrong.
Ferris is editing this episode because I wanted a week off and because I have some other things I need to do. I'm starting a loyal fans, Johnny. Anyway.
Is that related to OnlyFans?
It's like only, I don't know what the difference is. They're both kind of ubiquitous.
They're both kind of ubiquitous. And what do you think ubiquitous means?
Like perfect for the time being.
No. No. Everything you say digs you into a deeper hole of being wrong.
I lost my train of thought. Oh, Ferris is editing this. Ferris. Fact check, let's do a number crunch, and he has a microphone. He can record him saying right now whether or not I was right that mead is considered a honey wine. So, Ferris, let us know.
Hey, so you're wrong. And this is from moonshineuniversity.com, so that's how you know it's correct. Check this out. Mead isn't beer or wine. It exists in its own category. Traditionally, mead is fermented with three basic ingredients, honey, yeast, and water. You got that right. The AMMA, the American Mead Makers Association, Jesus, they stipulate that honey must represent the largest percentage of the starting fermentable sugars by weight. Essentially, the easiest way to distinguish mead from other alcohols is by its fermentable sugar source. If it's primarily honey, then it's mead. Whereas for beer and wine, it would be grain or fruit, respectively. So yeah, it's kind of its own sort of thing. Everyone was wrong. Except Moonshine University. Okay, bye everyone.
And then whatever he said, we're back.
Great. I've been to that meadery. I recommend the Oolong Mead if anyone's looking to purchase some Allwise.
Mm.
We like me, Nick Rad, I think Pyle went there and did a little tasting test of all of them when they just opened.
Because Nick Rad was obsessed with Sprouse.
I mean... So Nick and our former intern Dylan would like be, you know, around Williamsburg.
Sprouse, you can out him.
we were like, they were around Williamsburg and like going to cafes and stuff for lunch and saw Dylan Sprouse multiple times. And it just became a running bit like in our Slack channel that we constantly talk about Dylan Sprouse. And then we found out that he opened a meadery, which is insane.
Sure. It's insane.
So we had to go. It's pretty, yeah, it's good. I've seen him outside of there once. I've never like talked to him. But
right.
His employees are nice. And it's
good
honey wine.
Johnny, what are your thoughts on mead? Have you ever had it?
No, I've actually never had it. I'm very vanilla when it comes to alcoholic beverages. I just order a gin and tonic and then I'm on my way for the rest of the night.
Just the one? Or you have a couple?
My tolerance is so low that like I save money by just keeping my tolerance low and ordering one drink for the entire night.
Sure. You are a whisper in the wind, by the way. Keeping my tolerance low sounds like a medical emergency. You're a bag of bone and sinew.
Indeed, I am.
Amir, mead?
Yeah, again, I don't know what that is. You say honey wine. It doesn't illuminate anything for me. I assume I wouldn't like it. I don't like a lot of alcoholic drinks. It all tastes bad to me. Beer, especially, is one of the worst things I've ever had. Tried. Wine is also terrible to me. It's like warm and bitter. I can't imagine liking mead in addition to all that other
shit. I've had mead once and it tasted like sweat.
Yes. And you like beer and you like wine. So I can't imagine I would like it. I like things that taste like juice, like apple juice is ideal for me. Yeah.
So I should have brought you some of my cider.
What was in it?
Marika, can you tell them about the cider? She made it for my recipe. I couldn't bring it to her, obviously, because she lives in New York.
Yeah, I did.
Johnny, I shipped you a vat. I shipped you a vat to Burlington.
Well, you could have shipped me a vat, because I'm not that far from him.
No, I don't go past the Hudson.
All right. Fair enough. The cider, yeah, the cider was good. How do you phrase it? It's hot, buttered rum apple cider.
Spiked mulled cider with a buttered rum finish.
No.
Broth.
Bad.
Style.
But it was good.
Cool. All right. The what about sightseeing?
What's sightseeing?
What's Raphael's tells it all take?
Sightseeing? I love sightseeing. Something I absolutely love doing now that I'm stuck in my hometown. It's just going to random buildings. I think there are so many buildings that we'll never be able to enter in our own lifetimes. So I think being able to just enter as many buildings as possible, I think that's one of my bucket list things.
Is to enter as many structures as probable?
Exactly that, yeah.
What about
sight hearing? So it's the noise that a vision makes to you, in a way, in a day.
So you don't even mean the atmosphere like this, like the city ambiance at a, you know, when you're traveling abroad. You mean literally like what the vision would sound like, synesthesia.
Yeah, exactly. Synesthesia is correct. Actually, what would be Jake's take on that?
I think Jake would have a very interesting, he would just talk about synesthesia and how he probably thinks he has it.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't listen to these, so we can say anything we want about him.
Okay. he's not actually recording that pod. That's one good thing. One like secret,
that's one good thing?
Like one secret about Jake is that the excuse he gave you was fake.
Yeah. Marika, did you know that?
I would have guessed.
Okay. Yeah. So you think he's just like, yeah, he didn't want to spend the time.
I think he's just like vaguely busy today. And he's like, I'll just say that I'm recording that pod, but I'll like spend this hour like snacking, responding to emails.
Okay. Just snacking, doing no work.
Just sitting in a room chowing down on rolled gold pretzel twists.
All right, what about hikes without a view?
What's the point of it?
where would that be?
I don't fucking know. Like, what about, like, I don't know. You're in, like, a forest. So, yeah, you're in nature, but there's no view. There's just trees as far as the eye can be. I got stung in the redwood forest.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hiking is still good for exercise.
Also, like, is a view literally a mountain, like you have to be on a cliff overlooking something. Like, why can't trees be a view?
Johnny?
I disagree. I see far too many trees. I think there needs to be something unique and something novel at the end of this hike, or else I wasted my time.
Well, then you were hiking for the view and you weren't hiking with exercise in mind.
Absolutely.
No, but Johnny's time, Mariko, what you have to understand is that Johnny's time is money and valuable. So like Johnny, that you were recently telling me about your like whole kind of life, you know, worldview, as it were, and just that time is money and that your time is valuable. So if you're going to do something, it has to be worth it. You want to tell them about your life view?
Yeah, I always say time is money and time is valuable. That's my that's my motto.
Yeah. You sort of leaked it and then said, can you tell them about your motto? Well, you had already said what it was.
Amir, you said that you were considering kind of a house move soon, right? Maybe to Los Feliz, get more of like a village neighborhood vibe. Do you want to tell them about your thoughts on that?
You're making that up entirely.
Okay. What about seasons?
What about them,
man? It's 81 degrees out in LA, so...
Yeah.
We had a tornado here 2 days ago.
Okay. It's snowing in Ohio.
Seasons don't exist anymore. My AC's
seasons
still in.
Seasons of wind. Our power was out on Sunday because there were strong gusts of wind. And so I couldn't... All I had to do was read, so I read this little book. It wasn't really a book. It was kind of like... You guys have seen Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Yeah.
No.
You remember when, who was it? George, what's it on Seinfeld? What's his name? Jason?
Alexander.
Jason Alexander, like, wrote a book, but it was really, like, really thin, so they called it a pamphlet. In Curb.
You've
got to be fucking kidding me.
You named two different shows with, like, the character and an actor from one
show.
It's
fucked because they're both kind of related. Look. Jason Alexander in Curb Your Enthusiasm, his character wrote a book, but it was really thin. Okay. So Larry was making fun of it, saying, that's not a book, that's a pamphlet. And then he insults him.
So you read a pamphlet while the power was out at your home.
Okay, well, when you say it all like that, and yeah, it sounds like I shouldn't have mentioned it.
That's all you had to say.
All right.
What
here
was
we
the
go.
Pamphlet?
It was about people living in Topanga in the 60s and 70s, specifically on the beach. So, like, surfing culture, music, etc.
It's cool.
No, it's not.
It was. Why is that not cool?
A pamphlet about people living in Topanga in 1960?
See, you're saying it with this, like, tone of disgust, but if you just wrote down those words, I would look at that and my heart would skip a beat because I'd be so interested.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Focus on more important shit, I guess. Don't worry about like who lived in a specific canyon in LA 50 years ago.
I mean, I'm glad you have passions personally. So I'm glad you have something to do.
Well, it's hard. You know, it's been a hard year, Johnny. I went through a really tough breakup, actually, in March. Drove me into kind of a depression. And
is this the best outlet for you to be airing out your own personal grievances?
No, I'll cut this out.
Okay.
He's also already, he's talked about it multiple times.
Oh, beauty is pain. And I've always said that. That's why I use face masks that kind of get deep into my pores, rip it off, get all like the blackheads out. It's gross when you see the mask afterwards, but I haven't had a pimple since I was 9.
Those aren't good for your face.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
What about
not.
Playing an instrument? Johnny, do you play any instruments?
Yeah, I do. I play the piano, bass, and I'm a little bit of a guitar.
That's amazing. Can you play a piano? Is that a piano behind you?
Behind me, right to my right, is a piano. But I have a drum machine hooked up right now, actually. So
it's just going to be drums?
Yeah. I mean, I could play the piano, but I'd much rather not because I'm not confident in myself.
You play the piano, and if you don't like it, Ferris will edit it out. I just think it'd be cool, especially you're single and ready to thringle, so I'm wondering if maybe this show could get you laid.
Thringle?
Yeah, it's like, have you ever pringled?
No.
Like eaten a Pringle?
No, that's partying and mingling. So this would be that, but with two partners. You don't have to do it if you don't want to.
Okay.
Favorite sex positions?
Jesus Christ.
Let's go back to instruments.
It's not an invasive question.
Yes, it is.
How is it invasive?
It's the most private thing you can ask somebody.
That's not true. I could ask your social security number. I could ask your address. I could... Fine, fuck it.
Come on. No. And you're not even editing this, so I have to hope to God Ferris listens to this whole episode. There's an 80% chance he just scrubs through it.
All right. Enough bullshit. What about being reckless with your emotions? What's Raphael says it all?
What has this turned into?
Listen to what you just said. How about being reckless with your emotions? What is Raphael says it all? Like, come on. Think a little bit before the sentences come out. What is Raphael says it all about that? Jesus. Where are you, by the way? Are you in a hotel room?
No, I'm in a guest bedroom. I'm in quarantine.
Where? What the hell is going on?
I'm home for the holidays because my dad is very immunosuppressed, so I have to quarantine for 2 weeks. Although, because you can't get a test in Ohio, but I just was able to get one last night, so I'm out of here by Thursday, I think.
So you arrived when?
Arrived last Sunday.
As in 3 days ago, or as in 10 days ago?
10 days ago, yeah.
And then for the last 10 days, you've been in this guest bedroom,
in-law suite, yeah.
And you haven't seen your family?
I've seen them from a distance outside, but now it's snowing, so that probably won't happen again. But I'll be fine on Thursday. My dad takes psoriasis medications that just kind of...
You don't have to get into the details.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter, habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's auraframes.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
All right, this brings us to our second segment. These are just conversation starters. Marika, what's the coolest place you've ever lived? Let's go city and then specific house.
It's definitely New York, but I don't feel like I can choose New York. So at one point in time, I stayed worked at a hostel in Massachusetts, and that was pretty fun. There was a farm, so I helped out. It was cool.
Okay, so you are what, 25, 26?
26.
Why does it feel to me like you've lived 5 lifetimes? Because sometimes I just learn something about you. I'm like, where? What year was that? When did you ever have time to work at a hostel? Was it in college?
No, it was smaller. It's my mom and I just helped out there for a while.
So you weren't, did you do anything for money, or you just kind of lent a hand?
It was fun. It was I don't know. I didn't beekeep, but there were bees there. There was farming stuff to do.
I didn't interact with the bees, but they were around.
I don't know. It was cool.
Okay. Johnny?
I guess the only place that I've lived in that's remotely interesting is Burlington, New Jersey. It's the hub of America, the heart of where everything is. Entertainment district, everything.
Is there one?
No, there absolutely isn't.
Did you go to college in New Jersey or no?
Yes, I did.
In Burlington?
No, not in Burlington. New Brunswick,
Princeton,
New Jersey.
Actually. Fucker.
I wish I was smart enough to get into Princeton. No.
No, people who go to Princeton are... I really wanted to go to Princeton.
Yeah, I can see how bitter you are right now.
Yeah, it's like...
But don't bring that energy into the rest of the podcast.
No, yeah, I'll take a break. You guys talk. Go on. Johnny, finish. Where did you go to school?
I went to Rutgers.
Yeah, Rutgers. How do you know that?
Because New Brunswick. That's the fat trucks, Fat Sal and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
What are those called?
Fat sandwiches.
Fat sandwiches. Yeah, they're food trucks for stoned and drunk college kids. So it's like fries, chicken tenders, falafel, all in one incredibly dense sandwich, right?
Yep. Imagine every single appetizer stuffed into a piece of bread. That's a fat sandwich.
So what was your go-to? What was your favorite there?
I think it was a Fat Daryl. It's mozzarella sticks. It's mozzarella sticks, French fries, marinara sauce.
Oh.
And I think there are chicken tenders in there inside a sandwich.
And how many bites does it taste amazing? And then when does it turn south?
I think after the first bite, for sure, it starts turning south immediately because the smell is so alluring. But then you start to realize these ingredients are not extremely fresh, et cetera, et cetera.
It's good in your mouth, but not in your stomach, basically.
Exactly, yeah.
It sounds like something my school had fourth meal in our dining hall. And it sounds like something that you would just make there because all of those ingredients were just out and available and would end up on your plate somehow.
Leftovers.
Is this at Chicago or in high school?
Sorry that my high school had a fourth meal at to midnight.
Yeah, 15-year-olds are just walking the campus.
I don't know what happens in Savannah, Georgia.
I went to high school in Connecticut.
Fuck. How the hell am I supposed to know that?
I don't know. I've lived 5 lives, apparently.
Truly.
Yeah, so it was at UChicago.
Nice. Amir?
What was the original question? You've been changing the topic of conversation so rapidly.
What's the coolest place you've lived?
City and house.
At the
you
same time?
You lived in some cool houses. No, not at the same time.
Coolest place I've lived, I guess, is Israel. I was born there and I lived there for a couple of years. That's very unique and interesting. Coolest house? Maybe one of our Airbnbs that we had when we moved from New York back to LA. We would Airbnb giant places that we couldn't afford and stay there for a month.
How did you, well, you had to have afforded it.
So oh no, we couldn't afford like rent or to buy these places. So like we would just like pay someone like $5,000 to live in this mansion for a month. But it was like split up between me and Jake.
Got it. Not Marty.
It's your very own hype house.
Yeah. And at a certain point, Marty came out and then we like paid people like $6,000 a month to live in their mansion for a month. And then we're like, all right, let's go to the next place. But some of these places were very large and in charge.
Did they get? Did that get old, or was it kind of really exciting?
It was exciting at first, and then it's like you start feeling like the need to live in a semi-permanent place. So it's like, all right, let's try a three-month rental. Let's try a six-month rental, and then this is all like HeadGum and our place of worship. So we would like pray there.
Mm-hmm. No.
We would get up at 8, and we would go We would basically do morning prayer, and then we'd go to work, which was like the living room at the time. And then we would pray at lunchtime.
It's not that novel or funny. Like you started to chuckle, but it's not interesting.
And then we would go to like get like a smoothie bowl or whatever the fuck. And then at night we would just pray and go to bed. So this is like, it was a completely tax exempt because it was technically a synagogue / cathedral /
Your rent was tax exempt?
I feel like I'm implicating myself in some sort of weird
There's no tax
scheme.
On rent.
No, yeah, not on rent because it was a... It was a mosque, legally.
That's not why there wasn't tax. There would be no tax no matter what it was. And it wasn't a mosque, by the way.
Yeah. No, yeah, it wasn't.
Which was your favorite? Nah, he winked. What was your favorite house? You just said one of them, but you have to pick.
Yeah, there was this one like Spanish castle on a hill near Griffith Park that we lived on, up Commonwealth. And we lived there for, I think, 6 months. And it was
the one with a really long staircase.
Yeah, it was like 60 stairs to get to the top. And then like once you're there, it was like this big two-bedroom house. But me, Marty, and Jake would live in it. It was a two-bedroom for $6,000 a month.
Where did Marty sleep?
Great question. He slept in the maid's quarters of this house, which was like a small little closet off like the kitchen. It was like designed in like 1921.
It's the most Marty thing ever.
Yeah. And he's like, I'll just pay the least amount of rent and stay in this insanely small room.
Yeah. You were only there for 6 months. I feel like I've never seen someone be like, oh yeah, just rent this place for 6 months. Also, why am I the one who always gets shit for moving at like 11 months into my lease? You said you didn't even stay in a place for 3 years.
But that was Airbnb hopping. Yeah, you're actually renting these places and like moving furniture
for cheaper. For cheaper, moving furniture around for sure, breaking the lease. But why do we care about landlords?
I don't.
Cool. All right, here we go. Johnny, is there a one that got away?
There are probably tens of thousands in my mind that I'm forgetting about.
That's cool.
And they all got away.
They all got away.
What about someone not? What about not a romantic partner? What about like just a hobby, like something you think you could have been good at, but got away? It got away from you.
Nothing. I think I'm great at everything I do.
Nice.
That's a really good answer.
Thank you.
How do you? Ferris cut the spread out, but how do you be confident, man? I feel like you're really confident, and I want to learn how to be that.
I don't think this is like the best place to be asking this question, especially considering like, I don't know, your coworkers and probably people you want to be respected by are on this call right now, right?
No, for sure. And it's not that I'm not confident, Marika, but it's just like, I want people to feel that energy.
What do you have to be confident about? Like, I want to say, like, just be yourself and believe in yourself.
Amir, don't talk to Johnny like that.
I was talking to you. Like, you're a nobody, man. You have nothing going for you. So like when you say, I want to be confident, like you have to have something to be confident in. And don't stare around the room like you're trying to like fucking justify why I would have any pride in myself. You don't have any pride in yourself, nor should you have any pride in yourself. You're ugly on the inside and out. So confidence, I guess, comes in one, being a better person, and two, believing in that.
Okay, because I was wondering if maybe it was a chicken or the egg thing. And I hear you, but I just was wondering if it was a chicken or the egg thing. Where like, oh, maybe if I'm confident, I'll attract the right things. It's
it's not a chicken and the egg thing. It's just a chicken thing. And you are an egg.
I am the Eggman. Ferris, please cut this out.
Cuckoo ka-choo.
Cuckoo ka-monch. Okay, Marika, what about you? The one that got away? A person, a place or a thing?
I feel like thing-wise, I could still, like, I think I could have been a professional tap dancer and I just stopped. That's like a thing that I'm always like, oh, that would have been fun. But
well, it's never too late. I think even if you got into the game right now, you could still end up on Broadway.
Yeah, I don't think Broadway is my goal. I mean, I think it's like, it's such a niche like thing to try to describe. But like when I was little, I used to go to essentially conventions or like festivals that are solely for like this style of tap dancing. And you like take classes with like professionals. And I feel like that would have been the goal, is to be like that type of professional that's teaching and then also doing like performances at for like old people that care about tap around the world.
That's cool. I can admire that.
Yeah.
I did the same thing with yo-yoing.
Yeah.
So
there were yo-yo conventions.
Are you asking me or telling me?
Clearly asking.
There were contests. Yeah. I would thank you not to call them conventions because they weren't conventional by any standards. I came in 198 in the 2010 World Yo-Yo Contest. And that means you don't even make it past, not even qualifiers. This is like the precursor round. I don't know what they called it.
How old were you?
So you didn't get into the convention? Is that what you're saying?
I was there mostly as a spectator, but because I was all the way in Orlando, I was like, oh, well, I might as well try. And like, I did a little routine for 30 seconds. And they're like, yeah, man, like you got to go somewhere else. That's cute. If you were in Times Square, maybe you'd get a couple dollars, but not here, man.
The big leagues.
Yeah.
That sucks.
I want a raffle.
I want a Raphael.
What did you win, though?
I want a yo-yo. all right, Amir, what about you? The one that got away? I don't hear Avital, so I'm wondering if maybe it's her.
Regrets? I've had a few. No, I mean, maybe I could have pursued stand-up comedy. I find myself relatively quick-witted, funny performer, but the first time I tried, I failed so miserably that I gave it up forever. So there's a different version of me that had, like, stuck with stand-up and maybe got better. And I guess I could have made a lot more mistakes in my 20s. I was fairly risk-averse, and now that I'm well on my way to 40, it feels like...
All right, come on, man.
I should have taken more risks. Yeah. I should have jumped off more buildings. I mean, I was too afraid.
I was
24, and I felt like, all right, now is the time to start hunkering down and figuring out my financial situation for the future, where I'm like, I should have spent that decade failing. And instead,
really.
I was too afraid to come home for Thanksgiving.
You're
talking about coming home for the holidays. I was afraid of just talking to my parents,
everyone
talking to my friends
my
back home and
knows
saying,
who you are.
I
and when I say I
don't
work at
have anything
for
to
Jake
show
Mary,
for myself,
they get
here.
Really excited.
Like, I came home with sand in
so
my hands,
you were
and it just leaked through my fingers. And by the time
that's
I got
one
there, I'm like, I have nothing for you. I have nothing for you. I probably should have bungeed in New Zealand.
You did.
That was a swing.
I probably should have swang in New Zealand.
You did.
Yeah, I guess I did.
My heart wasn't in it.
Wow, okay. Which is cooler, surfing or skateboarding?
That's a good question.
Yeah, it's actually hard.
This one is something I like to call a Marika episode. This one's for her.
Why?
Because it's been normal.
Yeah, conversations are fun.
Yeah.
He said it's been normal. Amir just ranted about sand for 2 minutes a second ago.
Yeah,
saying you were too risk averse in your 20s because all you ended up with was hands of sand.
These are the hands of our sands. I feel like surfing is cooler because you're getting up early.
You don't have to. I used to skip Dawn Patrol when I used to surf every weekend when I was in college for one semester. And we would go at noon when there'd be less people out and the surf was smaller.
Yeah, that's not cool, I guess. So surfing is cooler unless you're doing it at noon to avoid crowds.
Well, also, like, you just don't want to wake up early because you're talking about to get out to Malibu from USC. That's fucking 5 a.m. you have to be up.
Yeah, why are surfers so, why do they do it so early? Why can't you just go surfing at like 11?
Because of the tides. I forget whether it's, I think it's low tide in the morning and low tide's better, or it's the opposite. But the surf is better in the morning.
Yeah.
I guess to me, skateboarding is cooler. But that's from like my really wanting to skate when I was in high school and like buying a longboard and stuff. I've never surfed.
John, did you ever surf at the shore?
No, I've never gone surfing. It is a little bit frightening to me because the water is so deep and it's been so much has been unexplored about the ocean that God forbid I get lost and, I don't know, pass away.
The parts of the ocean that haven't been explored are like deep, like several thousand meters deep. You don't have to worry about like being a couple yards away from the beach.
Yeah, but I don't know. We really don't know how deep it goes, do we?
We do.
Right? Yeah. Near the beach, yeah. You can probably guess that it's less than 20 feet.
Like you can't see the bottom at like...
No.
At the beach.
I think, yeah. You have astigmatism. That's different.
I haven't been in the ocean so long that I think I'm now scared of it.
Well, you know what I'm looking forward to is, I mean, for you guys to come out, hopefully this is possible, like next August or September, the delayed HeadGum 5th year anniversary / 6th year anniversary party. You guys come out to LA. Suddenly we're all up at 5 a.m. We're Dawn Patrol. We're going to fucking Staircase Beach in Malibu. We're catching the waves. We're pissing off the locals. Somebody slashes your tires because you're not welcome at this beach. And Johnny sails, not surfs, all the way down to Marina Del Rey. And guess who he sees?
The one that got away.
A.K.A. Matt King.
Who?
From the vlog squad. Because he's at the fucking Google Hangar doing a Google Hangout. All right. If animals could talk, which animal would be the rudest?
I think it would be
a skunk.
What am I doing? What am I doing right now? Look at me. I think I need to quit comedy.
Are you kidding? For this?
I think this isn't for me anymore. For whatever reason, that was the straw that broke the camel's back. That question.
Johnny sailing?
And you just said you wish you could have done stand-ups too, so.
I know, but now that is even canceled. All right, fine. Skunks, because they're like, they would be like getting us stinky or something like that. Getting us, making us smell bad. In a way.
This really messed you up.
I feel like I've said and done much worse shit. He's crying. What the... Are you kidding me? Why are your hands so stiff if you're sad? Like, you should be loose if you're sad.
He went into rigor mortis.
Lucifer said.
What's the worst thing you guys have said to us, like somebody in the food service industry?
Ooh, good one. Let's think. I told off a waiter.
For what?
I asked her to speak up because it was sort of one of those cool, hip, trendy restaurants and I was wearing a mask and a fedora. This was before COVID and I couldn't hear her to the point where I'm like, speak up, lady.
Funny.
And she's like, you can't talk to me. She's like, you can't talk to me like that. And I'm like, all right, if I can't talk to you like that, maybe I could talk to your manager. And the manager for whatever reason, used to pick on me and junior high into high school and college. And
in
you should have seen the look on his
Did he go
face.
To Berkeley or was it from afar?
No, nearby. He used to fucking beat the shit out of me. So when she called him over, oh my God, his eyes widened like saucers. And I was like, oh shit. And you know, like, I swear, like, I ran so fast, my fedora, like, hung in midair and just, like, fell, like, almost like Looney Tunes style. I beeline the fuck out of there, and I'm pushing on the door, and I guess it's locked, or maybe it was, like, a push-pull thing, and I wasn't reading it correctly. He ends up catching up to me, grabbing my ankle, fucking Scorpion from Mortal Kombat style. Come here, get over here. And my date is, like, egging him on, because she
fucking
hated me.
This is on a date?
Yeah, because he hated me too. So, and he's beating the living shit out of me. You know, like, have you ever seen someone like, oh my God, that guy's fucking definitely dead? Because I was playing dead until, like, he actually knocked me out. The rudest thing I had said to the waitress was, speak up, I can't hear you, lady, or something like that. But I don't remember, like, starting after appetizers that night into the following year. Like, I was in a medically induced fugue state.
What year was this?
This was like 2018. We knew each other. You know the year, like, remember the month I said I got jaw surgery and I was like out of commission for like the holidays?
Yeah, I thought that was your LASIK appointment.
Yeah, it rolled into LASIK because I had to get reconstructive situations done.
What restaurant?
Also, this is such a small thing, but just like when you're telling stories like that and you're like somewhat joyful about a very negative situation, don't like, oh, like that, you know, like in the middle where you're like swallowing saliva and like, yeah.
I get like so hyper that I forget to like my like autopilot faculties turn off. Like, I don't think I blinked for the last 2 minutes.
What about this? What about an autopilot faculty meeting? So it's like you'll be at like a school board, you know, kind of boardroom meeting. And it's like just people. Yeah, he's gone.
You can tell he was. You can tell that was it. I watched his eyes move from the center of his screen to the corner where the leave meeting button was.
What are your guys' favorite scents?
I have a funny story about this.
That's
actually
not funny, Marika. All right, Johnny, let's hear it.
So back in high school, I had a crush on this girl. And
name, full name.
I'm not gonna do that. And
we'll bleep it out. Just full name.
Okay. I'm not going to do that.
No.
But here's her full
Ferris,
name.
I'm not even editing it. Ferris will say that he'll bleep out the full name.
Are you sure? All right.
Yeah. Nothing gets by Ferris.
What? You don't need to know this, Jeff.
I want to know. It's not for the show. I just want
to
know
full
name.
Yeah, but you don't need to. What are you going to do?
I might know her. Full name?
Okay. Her name was...
All right. Cool. Ferris footnote. At 43 minutes, 50 seconds. Cut it out.
Okay, did you know her though? Because you were asking because you thought you would know her, right?
Oh, no, I didn't know her.
Okay, so what was the point? How would it have added to the story if you knew who this person was?
I mean, all right. This is what I was...
Whatever you said, go on.
All right, so I don't know if it was just her shampoo, but since I had a crush on her, like every time she'd come into class, I'd smell the shampoo and... For some reason, it activated some sort of Pavlovian response.
Sure.
In which anytime I would smell that smell outside of like the context of being in the classroom,
yeah,
like my nose would essentially perk up and it would be
you're
my
an spidey.
Yeah, yeah. sorry. I should have prefaced with that.
No, I get what you mean though. I've had that with like like longer term partners, but it is a Pavlovian response. I was just talking to somebody about a Pavlovian response where songs, if you like, do you guys have a sex playlist?
No.
Okay. Well, for the longest time in high school, my sex playlist was Quando, Quando, Quando by Michael Bublé over and over and over again. And so now anytime I hear that song, it's just, I'm ready to go, Johnny. I swear to God.
Cut all of this out from the start.
From the start of the show?
No, like the start of Sense.
Okay. I like Sandalwood.
Yeah, man. I don't know, like... you gonna let me talk ever?
No, go on. Sorry.
Just gonna fucking say that I like furs. Or like Bed Bath & Body Works leaves. It smells like apples. That one's good.
Oh, like Douglas fir, like pine trees.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like a mink scarf. I'm like, you absolute
the smell of a rug
of
by the fire.
Yeah.
In my cabin, yeah.
Johnny, do you like scents? Are you like a cologne guy, aftershave, beard oil, anything?
I used to be a big cologne guy, but then I started realizing it just feels a little bit unnatural to be wearing cologne. So I think
if you find the Johnny scent, I think
there's
it could
also
be
those ones that you can spray that like don't smell like anything, but amplify your own scent.
Whoa.
I've never
that's cool.
tried those, but they
what
exist.
Does that even mean?
There's like colognes where like to if you smell it, it doesn't smell like anything, but it just like chemically reacts on your skin and makes its own scent person to person.
Interesting. Should we all do that? We can do it like that when we did this spicy chip challenge, Johnny, over the last summer, 2 summers ago, 2019. And it was so spicy, but just like me and Marty did it. No, nobody else wanted to do it. But it could be fun if we all kind of got together. And we all did our own scents. And then you can kind of go around and smell people and then just kind of figure out, oh, there's Marty. Okay, Claire.
We
Johnny?
All did
okay.
our own scents.
That's... I'm wondering if that would make any sense.
Yeah.
Would it make sense, S-E-N-S-E? Would it make sense, C-E-N-T-S, like people would people pay for the scents, scents being S-C-E-N-T.
Yeah, we got it.
Yeah,
you got it.
This is like,
we got it.
Similar to a line in Hamilton, too.
Say it.
I never spent a cent that wasn't mine. You sent the dogs after my scent. That's fine.
If he could, actually, yeah, that's really good. I was going to punch it up, but that's perfect, I think.
Have you ever been to a Walgreens that has their like perfume section? Have you ever seen these?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's like, there was one in Chicago where they just have like these bottles of individual, like very specific scents, like dirt or grass. Like some of them are normal and then some of them are like dirt and like weird, very specific things that all smell bad.
That sounds horrible.
I used to go into Walgreens and smell those.
Dirt. Is it a gag? Is it like a joke?
No, they're like real perfume bottles.
Oh. Well, I think we have to end on that note. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of the HeadGum Podcast. Thank you to Johnny, Marika, Amir for coming on. Amir specifically for staying to 42 minutes.
Yeah, I was really proud of him. Yeah.
I was too. I was hoping we'd get to 45, but we didn't. Thank you to Ferris Monchi, as always, the Lockless the Lockless Monchi.
You like broke.
Somebody comes in from the background, turns a giant key in my back. What's that? Johnny, do you have anything to plug?
I do. Guys, go out and vote. If you're still in line, go out and stay in line. Stay in line. You have to vote.
This is November 17th. The election's been called for over a week.
Hmm?
Never mind. Did you vote?
Yeah. Well, yeah, of course I did, but there are still people in line, I'm assuming, so
yeah,
stay in line.
I think if you're in line, go home.
That feels really fair.
Anything else? Marika, plugs?
Follow me on social media. Also, next week is the High and Mighty 6th Annual Thanksgiving Eve Power Hour.
Yes! Are you guys going?
I will be going.
I'm going.
I shall be in attendance.
Going is buying a ticket for $10. It's for charity. It'll be really fun. I'm very nervous for all of our nice friends that are just going to be getting drunk at home. but it'll be a good time.
Johnny, you should come. It's not a Zoom thing. I don't know why I'm like going to see you guys there.
Yeah,
but we can Slack.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess that about wraps it up. We'll see you guys again next week. Thanks for listening to the show. If you like the show, like what you hear, and have any extra time on your hands, give it a 5-star rating on iTunes. It really helps us out with the algorithm. And we'll see you guys again next week.
Bye.
Was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. Can you do that? So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.